And the choicest blessings of Allah Ta'ala be upon His most beloved Nabi, our leader Hazrat Sayyidina Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We thank and praise Allah Ta'ala for the numerous bounties and blessings He has bestowed upon us. And we ask Allah Ta'ala to continue showering His blessings on us, not to deny us, not to deprive us of any of His blessings. He who has made shukr has not only secured the blessing that is with him, it will be increased for him. He who has made nashukri, ungratitude or ingratitude, ungratefulness, has opened the door for that nemet to run away. And obviously, if it runs away, there is no question of it being increased. Brothers, before we continue, we had two incidents of crime outside here last week. One was somebody's car was remote jammed. When you are putting on your remote, just make sure it locks. And there was a break-in in somebody's car. So obviously we can't be policing the place all the time, but make sure your cars are closed. And inshallah we have got someone, volunteers, who will try and be there for as long as they can, just before the khutbah and the salat starts. May Allah reward them. But we need to look at something in as far as guarding the cars are concerned at the time of Jummah. That's the nature and the reality of the country we are living in. The ayat of the Quran which I have recited, my respected friends and brothers, is what Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said to his father, highlighting one of the qualities of Allah Ta'ala, in fact two of the qualities of Allah. He says, وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. When I become sick, فَهُوَ, He, Allah, gives me shifa. So the reality of our existence on the face of this earth is thus, my respected friends and brothers, that we will always be between one of two conditions. We will be healthy or unhealthy. Not necessarily sick. Some fellows are, mashallah, healthy. You know, they're really solid healthy. But they are unhealthy because of the whatever weight, and they might be having all other issues. But they are not sick. And the other one is you are either in a state of illness or in a state of being cured by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, these are realities which we cannot run away from. And when Allah gives us a good condition, health, we make shukr. We remember Allah, we praise Him, we use it in His obedience. When we have the other condition on us, it's also an occasion for us, my respected friends and brothers, not to forget Allah Ta'ala. It's also from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's an occasion for us to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there's a lot of wisdom behind this aspect of bimari, sickness, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings upon His servants, His beloved servants. Yes, it's not He's busy torturing them or something like that. He loves them. Among the one wisdom is this, my brothers. This is a very vast topic, by the way. I'm just going to touch on certain aspects. We can't go into the details of everything with regard to this. But one of the wisdoms of falling ill is we then recognize the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His omnipotence, His qudrat, and we realize our own weakness, our own defenselessness, our own helplessness and vulnerability. We just come to realize, you know what, there's nothing I can do about anything if I become ill, no matter who and who the doctor is, and what is the medicine and which hospital I might be in. Then another one also, it gives us an opportunity to appreciate the ni'mat of Allah when we were well, alhamdulillah, how we were benefiting and enjoying the blessings of Allah. Now we come to realize the sickness has overtaken me, I can't do that. So it's also a wisdom of Allah Ta'ala. And then also it gives us opportunity to make sabr. Mustn't become upset and frustrated. No, must make sabr. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says there's reward for that also. Like we say, in shukr there is increase, in sabr there is, Allah Ta'ala is with you. Then, my brothers, is another thing also, one of the wisdoms, very briefly, is this, that when people become afflicted with whatever nature of the sickness is, it's actually the wisdom of Allah Ta'ala to sort out another problem in your body. Yes. Sometimes, you know, we are all getting flu and sick and all that here. Now this is the season. MashaAllah, doctors are smiling. Everybody is smiling. Right. So why? Because my brothers, Allah give them barakah and give them shifa in their hands. But what we are saying is that we are told by the hakims and by the doctors that whatever comes out, expelled by the body, is a form of a detoxification. It helps the body then afterwards to function properly. So we are seeing it as a bimari, sick, got this problem, that problem. But no, it's the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that also. So that's a topic on its own. There are a lot of wisdoms of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regard to sickness, coming on a person. We must just think, my Allah, for one of the reasons has given me this bimari. And obviously we know that when a person suffers any difficulty and he makes sabr on it, his stages get raised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He comes closer to Allah ta'ala. His sins get forgiven. Probably Allah ta'ala has kept a position for him in Jannah. He's not working hard enough, not making enough ibadat, not making enough tawbah. So Allah ta'ala says, okay, I'll give him this and give him the opportunity of sabr so he can get his place in Jannah. So there are so many positive ways of looking at the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when it comes to bimari. But that is not the discussion here, my respected friends and brothers. We, when we become ill, it is also a responsibility, not exactly a faraz upon us, to look for the cure. Just like how when we are on the face of this earth, it is our responsibility to look for our livelihood. Nowhere will the malaika come every day with a pot of food or the tapoe and say, you're going to work here with sandwiches. No. Make effort. Look for your rozi. Work hard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the various avenues will then bring your rozi to you. So the same with bimari and sickness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the cure because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is the cure, because Allah knows what is the illness. You know, when you go to the doctors many times, they don't know what is the illness. So they say, this test, that test, this x-ray, that. Then maybe they might identify it. Then they can give the cure. Allah ta'ala knows everything. So He knows what is the sickness and He knows what is the cure. My respected friends and brothers, now when you speak of sicknesses and bimari, there are lots of them again. The Quran has made reference to all of them. I'll just give a broad outline of some of the categories of sicknesses. The one are those sicknesses that we refer to as the physical illnesses, and in their injuries can also be included. Quran makes reference to that with those sicknesses. And what is it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا. If any one of you is sick, illness, in the month of Ramadan, for example, then he can miss his fast and fast it at another time. So that is one entire discussion on its own another time. Then we get those sicknesses that are referred to as emotional and psychological sicknesses. People are nowadays suffering from depression. People are suffering from worry, anxiety. And then we find some other imbalances in terms of their mental condition. Maybe, you know, bipolar and schizophrenia and all the rest of that. So that is also something the Quran makes mention of. Allah bithikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. That Allah Ta'ala has put the peace of mind, in, you know, for the mind to be stable in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, we're not going to that sickness also. We just mentioned it as a category of illnesses. Then we get spiritual illnesses, which include kufr, nifaq, shirk. All these are sicknesses that are spiritual. And under them comes doubt. And besides that, we find below them comes like the sickness of jealousy and the sickness of hatred and the sickness of greed. All these are spiritual sicknesses, which also, my respected friends and brothers, have to be treated. Allah makes mention of that in the Quran. فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ. Allah says in their heart there is sickness. There's not cholesterol and blocked artery story here. This is spiritual sicknesses. So there's another one. Then we get what we can just describe, for the want of a better word, metaphysical sicknesses and illnesses. Our favorite, jadu and jinn. And the guys who are in that business are making big bucks, I can tell you that. So that is also a bimari nevertheless. You see the adverts in the newspaper. Everything can be found in that fellow's little advert, the cure. So whether it's sihr, reference is made in the Quran with regard to sihr. We are told that the revelation of Mu'awwadhatin, قُلْ عَوْذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقُ قُلْ عَوْذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ was for the removal of sihr on none other than Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then there is reference made with regard to the nazar, عَيْنْ أَلَيْنُ حَقُّ Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been mentioned in the hadith. Then there is the ayat of the Quran, وَإِنْ يَكَادُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَيُزْلِقُونَكَ بِأَبْصَارِهِمْ. So there also there is reference to this aspect of nazar. Inshallah, there will be another topic at another time. All these are separate topics at another time. I'm just giving you references from the Quran with regard to the various illnesses that people can be afflicted with. Now, my respected friends and brothers, when we go ahead on this particular discussion, then we have to ask ourselves as people of Iman, how do we approach bimari and sickness? When bimari and sickness comes upon us, it is another condition, which is the opposite of good health, that is brought upon us by Allah. And if it is taken away, then it is the name of a condition called Shifa. Shifa is a condition that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is where we find, my respected friends and brothers, many times people, when they start dealing with it, their iman is challenged sometimes. Their iman gets confused. They start becoming corrupted in their belief with regard to the sickness. And if iman is not strong sometimes, people start uttering things against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They say things that are not supposed to be said. That is why the best thing is to say Alhamdulillah. We heard of one of our great ulama of Deoband when he was on his name was Mawla Yasin Sahib rahmatullah alayhi. When he was sick, it was basically almost by the end of his life. And some people came to visit him and he's in so much of pain. It could be seen on his face and saying, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. So the people who were visiting say, Hazrat, you're so sick and you're saying, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. I say, yes. Ye bhi Allah ta'ala ki taraf se ek ni'mat hai. Like I mentioned, one of the wisdoms of that is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises our stages, washes away our sins, becomes our beloved. There's one hadith where Allah ta'ala says, I am by the sick person when you go visit him. Allah is by us. SubhanAllah. So don't look for sickness. We don't want that. But when it comes, then we must know how to deal with it. But our iman is very important, my brothers. At that time, how we deal with it. And this is the crux of this bayan here, that we increase our iman, our closeness to Allah, and our recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we are faced with this condition known as bimari and sickness. So, what we are supposed to do at that time is, we must do what any insan is supposed to do. Look for the treatment, take the treatment, do the remedy, take the remedy, and expect and hope from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what we are supposed to do. Hope and expect from Allah ta'ala. Like when we are hungry, we go and look for our rozi. When we are thirsty, we go and drink. When we are in other kind of whatever difficulty, we make the effort. So as insan, we are also duty bound to make the effort to try and treat. Treat, not cure. Cure is from Allah ta'ala. Treat, remedy, cure is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what we are supposed to do. So we have to keep our iman, my respected friends and brothers, at that time in check, and see that this is the time for my iman to become very strong. And if we are not strong enough, the iman can swing the other way and Allah ta'ala save us. So my brothers, this condition of shifa, like we say, comes from Allah ta'ala. And that is why Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. When I become ill, then he gives me shifa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants me shifa. So Allah is ash-shafi. Who is shafi? Shafi is translated as the curer, as the healer, as the comforter, as the consoler, as the restorer. These are all the words. That means there was one condition, that now all these conditions are over. It was sorted out by the healer, the curer, the restorer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who was Shafi? When we were small, our mothers used to put the medicine in our mouth and say, read, Allah Shafi, Allah Kafi. Yeah? That we were taught at that time, that don't have iman in this medication. And that's what we must teach our children also. That the condition of shifa that is supposed to come in me, which I need, is not in this, but it is in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He wants, He will bring it about. So therefore, my respected friends and brothers, we have to go look for it. It's not in the medication. Don't make that mistake. It's not in the doctor's hands. It's not in a hospital also. It's not anywhere. Never mind the doctor. The hospital's name is Ashifa Hospital in Durban. You know, Shifa Hospital. Doesn't mean you can go to Shifa Hospital and get Shifa there. Shifa is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my brothers. And that is what we must keep ourselves connected to. And there's one hadith where Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that when a person takes the medication, فَإِذَا أُصِيبَهُ الشِّفَى فَإِذَا أُصِيبَهُ الدَّوَى, when the medication, he finds the medication now, then فَبَرَّأَهُ اللَّهُ then, or فَبَرَّأَهُ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, then he will be cured of that medication by the command and the permission of Allah. And this happens very often. We know sometimes say, I took that medicine, and nothing happened. And another 10 people tell us, try this, it works. It worked for me. And we tried, it didn't work. Go to that doctor. Say, that doctor doesn't know nothing about anything. I'm not going to him. But the people got shifa at the hands of that doctor. So who put the shifa? Our iman must be, it came from Allah Ta'ala. One fellow is taking the most expensive medicine, latest technology has brought about this medicine, and it worked with him. And another fellow is just boiling banana peels and drinking it, and subhanAllah, he also got cured from the same ailment. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts the shifa there. Therefore, my respected friends and brothers, our iman should be this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who puts shifa. Just like, you know, when we eat food, satiation, to become satiated, is a quality that Allah puts in the food. Food does not make our hunger go away. We might outwardly think like that. There's a sickness among the Hakims, they have identified, it's called Ju'ul Baqar. Ju'ul Baqar translated in English is hunger of the cow. And we've seen some people, they can put away for you. They put away. They're just not getting satiated. But they have to stop eating at some point. There is a sickness called istisqa. People drink water, but the thirst does not go away. There's this desire. Allah did not put the quality of thirst, the quenching of thirst in that water. So we go to this doctor, that medication, that hospital, whatever it might be. But we must not give up. Must not throw the towel in. Must have faith and expectation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah ta'ala has said He is the curer, and Allah has said that what? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hadith, that for every sickness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down, مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ مِن دَاءٍ إِلَّا أَنزَلَهُ بِهِ شِفَاءٌ أو كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. That for every sickness that Allah has sent down, sickness from Allah, He has sent a cure also. So that's what we need to understand, my respected friends and brothers. So if we did not find it, doesn't mean that there's no cure for it. The doctors did 155 tests, doesn't mean we still there's no cure. There is a cure for it, because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's words are true. If it didn't work with us, but it worked with somebody else, that means there is a cure. It didn't work with us, the will of Allah Ta'ala. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, according to one hadith, had an ailment of the stomach. Made dua to Allah Ta'ala. Allah says, go eat there by that leaf. Crush the leaf of that particular tree, the name is also mentioned. Crush it and then have it. Alhamdulillah, stomach got better. Sometime back, same ailment came back. Musa alayhi salam went again to the tree, took it. Hey, pain is not going away. Allah Ta'ala says, I put shifa first time. Second time, it didn't even come in dua to me. The shifa was taken out. So it might work one time, doesn't work the other time. Allah is the curer, my brothers. Let sickness be the cause of us recognizing the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then, my respected friends and brothers, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Man alimahu alimahu. That when the cure has been put down, those who know it, they know it. And those who don't know it, don't know it. This hadith, this part is very important. That doesn't mean that it has not been found, the cure is not ever going to be found. Whoever found it, Allah says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whoever knows it, they know it. And whoever didn't know it, they didn't know it. But somebody has to still look for it. Look at how far medical technology has now advanced and how much of research. And alhamdulillah, what sicknesses are found. But the cures and the sickness, the remedies and the illnesses, or of the illnesses are also being found. Allah has put it there. Where has Allah Ta'ala put it? He knows where He has put it. Mufti Taqi Sahib, Damat Barakatuh, one of the senior most muftis of Pakistan, so he was traveling in South Africa on his way to Cape Town when he stopped at one place. And he saw, you know, he saw for namaz, he saw some plants there. It looked very beautiful, the flowers. He wanted to pluck it. And the guide told him, Mufti Sahib, don't touch that. Don't ever touch that. That thing got so much poison in it, it can be absorbed in your skin and it can be fatal. So he didn't touch it. Then this guide told him, look at that plant next to that one there. If anybody touches that plant, then that plant has got the antidote for that plant. So Allah put the cure for it right there. So somebody who knows botany and all this plant study, he can only tell us that. But the cure is there. Look at the venom, snake venom and serum and all. Where does serum come from? The same thing that's causing harm is the same thing that Allah has put cure in it. Because that's Allah. That is where our iman is supposed to be. That is who we are supposed to believe in, my respected friends and brothers. And lastly, my respected brothers, a lot of other things, like I said, we cannot continue. There are places where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says Allah has put cure. Like, for example, Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فِيهِ شِفَاءُ لِلنَّاسِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about honey in the Quran, يَخْرُجُ مِن بُطُونِهَا شَرَابٌ مُخْتَلِفٌ أَلْوَانُهُ فِيهِ شِفَاءُ لِلنَّاسِ. About the bee, look at it in Surah 14 para, about the bee, the surah mentioned. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says about kalunji, black seed, he says there's cure in it except for death. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks about zamzam, that there is nourishment and cure in it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks about fennel. He says it's got a cure for so many sicknesses. Fennel, I think we call it sonf in our language. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says you must use what is called kasturi. They call it, it's an Indian word, kastul hindi, very expensive. There's cure in there. for 7 sicknesses, including pleurisy. So there's a different bayan on its own. We're not here to prescribe home remedies or whatever, or sunnah remedies. It's just to tell us that some places Allah has said the cure is there. And other places, go look for the cure, and you will find the cure. And if it worked with somebody else, it didn't work with us. That means Allah Ta'ala knows our system will accept another kind of a cure at another hand, and so many different cures will come about. And in this way, my brothers, now when it comes to haram remedies, a lot of things going on the social media with regard to the measles breakout in Gauteng at the moment. So the simple, straightforward rule is, it is not permissible to use any haram form of ingredient for treatment, except if it is learned by reliable doctors and reliable, of course, muftis won't take a chance, ulama who are learned in the field who say that at this point in time there's no other remedy, there's no alternate, then you are allowed to use that. From an ithurra ghayra baghi, that means now a person, he is hard-pressed, he is desperate. The Quran principle is at that time to save your life, there's nothing else, then you can take even a haram thing. But generally, if Allah Ta'ala has put a shifa, He's put a halal, He has put a sickness, He has also put a halal shifa for it. We just have to look for it, my respected friends and brothers. So that is the bottom line in that. May Allah Ta'ala keep us connected to Him through every and any kind of condition that come upon us from Allah.